Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Art's Game Show Party. This is Art. We're going to get right to callers. So call on in. The number is... Ooh, let's get that. We're not going to play past the buck today. But let's get that number out there. It's 516-387-1915. Call on in because we're here ready to start our game show party. And we have our caller... Let's get caller 4641. Are you there?
Of course we are, 4641. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, there's not too many things about tonight because not only we got this and we got another show coming up in 30 minutes, but also 200th episode tonight on Road Trip. It's going to be something.
200th already. Wow. Well, you know, we're approaching 500, but we might be circling for a while. It depends on where this summer goes. We're very hopeful we're going to have a vaccine next year this time. And you know, I hope even after this is all said and done, we're going to still do some blog talk. Maybe not every week, but we're going to still do this because this has been fun. We're going to revive this. This is hopefully not a temporary deal. But we may be delaying our 500th episode, but we are approaching it. It will get there sooner or later. But 200,
yes,
that's a nice milestone.
It is.
I remember
tonight,
our 200.
Yeah,
so how many years? You're on 5 years? It's about 5 years.
We are on the show. 5 years and 2 weeks on the show right now. Because we were scheduled to be on 2 weeks ago. However, due to the coronavirus and everything and the closure and all that stuff, so we put it up to tonight. So this is a big episode for everybody, which you'll be seeing on Brooklyn Free Speech. And it's going to be a little bit delayed on our YouTube and Facebook page. It's going to be posted later in the week. So be on the lookout for this episode. It's going to be a lot of fun to check it out here. But including
When is that going to be?
Because here's the reason. Okay, I'll tell you about that freaking thing in a moment or so. But I know you have other calls right now coming in, don't we?
No, I don't. Tonight, you're my only caller. You might be playing a solo game.
Oh, this is going to be fun anyway. I can't even wait for this one myself.
Yeah, you're the only person that called in. Hey, but if anyone else is out there listening, is anybody out there? Call us. At 516.
Give us a call. We are on live. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight anyway.
1915. But, if not, we'll have a little game for you today. But, so that's really cool. I remember your first episode you taped at Kingsborough.
That's right. We did our first interview together. And you'll see the full hour show coming up soon, by the way. I don't know on what channel it's going to be aired, and it's going to be a lot of fun because there's a number of reasons that we're doing a special show that will start with the very first episode for the first half hour, and then later we have the second half of the episode from a closed Greenhouse Cafe, but we take enough episodes, enough music from the Greenhouse Cafe for open mic night to air it right there just for you, so it's going to be a lot of fun. So it's going to be harder than the first part. And then the second part is going to be music from the open mic night. So it's going to be very special. I'll tell you who's among the people.
That sounds really exciting, really.
Yes, but I'll tell you who's among tonight's show. I'll tell you who's among the performers. Chris DeSilva, one of my favorite gentlemen, the one that Don Turner, I want to give a shout out to Don Turner, by the way, who is a terrific musician, And I should mention Chris DeSilva. He is a terrific performer, great, fantastic singer. He's got a couple of albums coming out. He will perform Just For You tonight for this half-hour show, so stay tuned. But be on the lookout for the big hour show. We'll let you know when it's going to air, and we'll pass along to you.
Okay, so you don't have an air date yet?
Not yet.
Oh, you got competition because Mike is on, Ron. Hey, Mike.
Oh, Mike. Happy quarantine.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy quarantine.
I was just going to, you know, Ron is celebrating a milestone, 200 shows. Now, for the longest time, we always thought, why are we going to do for our 500th show? And we may have some time as things are progressing with swimming pools closed. And the fact that Dr. Fauci, I think his name is, says that by the end of winter, maybe even less than a year, we'll have a vaccine. We're looking towards summer 2021. So our show, at least the game show, Block Party, is going to go into sort of like a holding pattern, not reruns. I'm going to dig up stuff from the past. Mike, you might even be in it.
Not the
deep past. You will have an adult voice.
Okay.
I'm not going to go back
to
the deep past because that is going to go to a different camp, and Ron has the rights to those.
Ah, right.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
So
that.
Waiver.
It's got
yeah,
me a
it's
lot
a
of
waiver.
Yeah. Hey, well,
but
of that,
Ron, I have to tell you, if you air Mike, you have to pay royalties. He doesn't go cheap.
We'll work something out for that too. Also, if you get lucky. Now, speaking of matches, because coming up today, because we only have a 30-minute show tonight, our videos and something. We got two lovely ladies we just found earlier. And they want to play a game with us coming up in our next half hour. That's open on Zoom conferencing. So if anybody wants to join us in, you go to Zoom conferencing, look up for the show, game show and stuff, games and stuff, right now. You have it already on your page already. And so join us. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun. We got everybody on. And then we're going to have a crazy one-round match game between the two ladies. And one of which, by the way, she was on the show just a couple last week. And we have a show that's very close to my heart, and I'll tell you who it is later tonight. So stay tuned for that.
Okay. Hey, let's get to a little game because we are a game show. So we're going to do a little Brooklyn Brooklyn trivia tonight. Hey, maybe we'll bring the Brooklyn game back one of these days. What I do believe is what I did get an email from Mill Basin. It does sound like they're making plans like Six Flags and Lake Compounds sent me something that so far they're going to extend their pass. Lake Compounds is at least till June 2021, which is fair, maybe more, with a deal to buy the rest of that at a discount. So people are working
it. Bad.
Mike, I did get a letter from Jack, which was really to parents, that if they can do summer, except for the people aging out, they're going to make a nice offer for the next year. And I'm sure that a lot of these places will be getting grants from the government, like
I'm sure.
Business,
yeah,
injury.
Business
Jack knows. I'm not worried about him. Maybe he'll even buy that property across from Alex's house in Mill Basin that's for sale. Hint.
Look at that.
Shows. There is a property out there that it says price reduced.
Uh-huh.
Mill Basin
new studios.
East or West, whatever direction that is. No, it's it's East.
New studio.
Anyhow, a little Brooklyn trivia. So, are you guys ready?
I'm good.
You can both answer.
I'm ready.
Which current member of the Supreme Court graduated from James Madison High School?
Yeah, I missed out the volume. Repeat the question.
Which current member of the Supreme Court graduated from James Madison High School? These are Brooklyn-related questions.
Okay. I will say, I don't know if it's going to be, but is it Senator Dan O'Connor?
Okay. Mike, you have another member?
I'm going to say Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah, it's Ruth. Ron, I don't know if we had the heart to tell you, Sandra Day O'Connor is no longer on the Supreme Court.
I know. It's a long shot.
Yeah. Very long. Let's try Mike. I got you on that one. It is Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Also, Judge Judy graduated from Madison. A very judgy school. Judge Judy,
very
yeah.
judgy.
Yeah, I passed that school on the way to Kingsborough. Hey, we got Phil coming in here now. Hey, Phil.
Yo.
Hey, Phil. We're in the middle of some Brooklyn trivia. Would you like to hear a question?
I'll try. I'm not from Brooklyn. I'm an outcast here, but okay.
Okay, this is an interesting one. What bay? Well, that's okay. You don't have to live in Brooklyn to, like, Levy's Jewish Rye. What bay would you pass as you head to the Rockaways over the Marine Parkway Bridge? You pass a certain bay.
It's not Jamaica Bay, is it?
Yeah, that would have been my guess. It's not.
I think that's too close to Queens, yeah.
I know it's real close far. I know Reese Park is another one, and I don't know what kind of bay that is myself. I have no idea.
I'm going to give
Sheepshead
it to you.
Sheepshead Bay is the only other bay I know.
It's actually right there by Floyd Bennett Field. It's called Dead Horse Bay. And the reason I wanted to give it to you, there was a glue factory there back in the day, and they had no place to put the horses. They just threw them in the bay. Phil, Brooklyn's a rough place. That's why it's Brooklyn.
Yeah, worse than that has to happen anyway.
Wow. Okay,
that's a lot of
I like this question, and I may have actually mentioned it before. From a vantage point in mid-Brooklyn, and I know because when I spent a couple of days at Maimonides Hospital, I had this in my view. From a vantage point in mid-Brooklyn, the TV antenna of this Fort Greene Brooklyn High School is clearly visible.
Oh, I know.
Mike, take it.
How do you know that?
Well, people know their high schools, Ron.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Yeah, I never know because I was with them all.
I think you might know this, Mike.
I feel like I... Stuff. I can't think of the school. It's not St. Francis. I want to say St. Francis, but it's not.
It's very, yeah, it's close to St. Francis, but it's not.
Ugh.
Phil, you have any idea what high school?
No.
I know this. I know the E.U.E.C. gym, but I can't remember what I'm saying. I know it's in mid Brooklyn. I know it's near Midwood.
Oh, no, it's not near Midwood. It's Fort Greene.
Brooklyn Tech.
There you go. Brooklyn Tech. You see that antenna right in the distance, and it's actually right near Brick, right near Brooklyn.
That's
all
around Brooklyn, is here.
And when, so next time you're at Brick and we get to upload shows, you can see the antenna. It's right there. It actually makes it the tallest structure in Brooklyn. It's not a building, but the antenna itself is pretty tall. It may not be, because I think one of those condos downtown might actually beat it, but it was slightly taller than the Williamsburg Savings Bank. So, let's get one more question, then I'm going to sign off and go into archives. Boy, these shows end before they start. Okay, what 50s rocker departed for the military to serve in World War II from the Brooklyn Navy Terminal?
Oh, World War II. Wow. 50s rocker. Okay, this is going to be a tough one. It's going to be, it's going to be Bill Haley. Bill Haley? I have no idea.
Not Bill. It was a very good guess. Did he serve in World War II? Phil, any guess?
50s rocker.
What ship?
What 50s rocker departed for the military to serve in World War II from the Brooklyn Navy Terminal? He departed from the terminal. Hey, Phil, why don't you think about that? Because I have 10 seconds to tell our live guest to thank you for it. We'll thank you for tuning in, and we'll hear you and see you next Friday. So So thanks a lot. Hey, we're in archives. Wow, that goes fast. Okay, pretty soon it's going to be time for Road Trip. 200th episode. Phil, are you aware they're up to the 200th episode?
Road Trip?
That's a lot of episodes.
That's
a
lot of
episodes right now. Hey, we'll be and this is such a big one tonight, though.
But Phil, we are approaching, we're approaching 500, but we may be delaying it to into 2021, like a year, because of this whole pause. We might take that summer of 2021 and get it in fall. So we're going to be in a holding pattern, meaning we're going to do some oldies that may or may not have been partially seen, and we're going to, you know, air those as partially new and not number them, so we'll get to the 500 whenever. But we're almost there. We're at 480 episodes, and I know I did send you some in your email. I hope you have those safely.
Yeah, I got them. Also, we are going to do a web episode soon, but I don't want it to count as the 500th episode. I don't think that's special.
Right.
Think being together.
If we have to go into a holding pattern, which
qualify.
I think is likely, so we can do something really grand. I think what is going to happen is these will be unnumbered episodes. In the past, I've had several of those. If an episode ran 10 minutes and it was filled with a lot of promos, we really didn't number them.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't really do reruns, Ron. We do 13 fresh episodes a quarter.
I know. Well, I do a couple reruns myself because you know, tonight is the episode.
Ron, I said we don't do reruns anymore.
I know.
Phil and
it's
I
crazy,
don't
but this is the first time in a while you can do this.
What happened?
But let's face it. If you find a lot of the episodes from Kingsborough, you can do some of these past episodes that we didn't get a chance to air, and you never know what's going to be popping up anyway. Hey, like, for example, that Second Judgment and Phil Holmes did that day, and there's a few things we haven't talked about. So if you're going to try
what
for
show
that,
is that,
let's find out.
Here?
Well, the day that I did the announcer portion, when we did the episode Snap Judgment, and that was at Kingsborough.
You mean
right,
back
remember?
In, like, 2010 or something?
Yes, 2010, yes.
Oh, that aired. That kind of aired back in 2010 or something like that.
Yeah, that we didn't get a chance to air it, but it was going to be nice to get show some of the episodes that we didn't have a chance to air from the past ones over from Kingsborough and from the past over College for Kids. We're going to see a lot of them anyway.
No, all five episodes of Passover aired.
Yeah, it's so please do. I don't know. It's going to be just a lot of fun anyway.
It aired on the Game Show Block Party.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can't wait to see it. But before you say it.
Yeah, I assure you. Yeah. Those shows aired. But, Phil, are you aware 200 episodes?
I'm aware.
For Road Trip.
I am still aware.
Well,
now,
you'll
Phil,
see it tonight for sure. Well,
it's going
later
to be
in
a
the
while
week
until
it's going to.
Oh,
well,
go ahead.
Well, it's going to be later in the week. Hopefully, we can get it up on YouTube or on Facebook. It's going to be a full-hour episode, and then we'll air the full-hour episode very soon. I don't know which channel it's going to be on Break Arts Media, but we'll let you know. We'll pass it along to you next week. Hopefully, we can get lucky.
Okay. Well, I got a couple more Brooklyn trivia for you. 20 million pounds of what was produced at the Arbuckle Brothers factory on John Street in Brooklyn in 1906?
Wow. That's the one place I went to John Street when I got to the storage yard. I have no idea.
You've been to John Street?
I've been to John Street before. They have the storage factory over there. You know, the book storage, the items. Well, I know it was a long time ago.
Okay, so do you have a guess?
That I have no idea.
I do.
Anybody want to guess? Arbuckle Brothers.
Coffee.
There you go. Ron, do you ever try coffee?
At my Maxwell House? I try
like
okay, Green Mountain, but not Arbuckle. But not Arbuckle.
Well, it was an old brand.
Well, I think they're now defunct.
Yeah, defunct.
Yeah,
okay, here's another one. We'll go into states. This is an interesting one. I want to see if you can name the five states that you could see if you go to the top of the Empire State Building on a clear day.
New Jersey one.
What did you say, New Jersey?
New Jersey one. I think Connecticut. I believe it's Pennsylvania.
I wrote this question.
Massachusetts. I can't remember the third one. I don't know if Maine is another one, but that's my five.
What did you say, Maine?
Maine's
Maine.
A little high up.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said New Jersey.
How many got? Not Jersey. I said Connecticut. I said Pennsylvania. And oh boy, maybe Rhode Island. I don't know.
No, not Rhode Island.
Vermont. I don't know.
Vermont is a very good guess. When I first heard this question, I was thinking that it's just a little too high. And, you know, there's the curvature of the Earth. So even on a clear day, there's going to be a limit to how much you could actually see.
New York,
Bill, any idea of that last one? He got four.
Vermont. Yeah, I wrote this question, too. I heard it on Jeopardy.
Maryland? I don't know. Was it Maryland?
All right. No, let me see. There's, don't forget New York. Got
New
Jersey.
York, you got
Connecticut.
It. You got New York.
Yep.
No, he left out New York. Ron,
oh,
you forgot that
New York.
You didn't say New York, Ron.
Almost had everybody anyway. Okay, I got four. He picked up the last one. Good. Nice job, Mike.
It's
nice
weird.
Job.
You can see Mass, but you can't see Rhode Island. That's weird.
Well, Rhode Island, it's
Rhode
a little over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how's everybody doing in quarantine since the last week? I mean, I haven't done that much. I mean, I've been here, edited some shows.
Nothing at the moment, nothing changes. Except I made myself a mask myself anyway, because somebody I've got a good idea from it that you make your own mask. You make your own physical mask. I use out of a something like a bathroom rag, and then use rubber bands. And you'll see in our Zoom conferencing, you'll see how it looks like later tonight anyway. It's crazy when
you're wearing
that. Yeah. Yes, I wore it. It was great because it saves you everything and don't want to get infected by the quarantine and everything else. It's a good thing to have. But did you haven't been to any stores you can find surgical masks by? One store don't have one. Another store don't have one. Until I finally found a store that did get it anyway. Just this afternoon. And right down in Bay Ridge. So they got lucky. I can't tell you a store, but
I know. I bought them. I bought some online. It's hard, you know, to get out there. Did you notice if anybody's selling Lysol?
Well, they have over
mid May.
I'm going to give a shout out to Allison. She bought a large jug of the Lysol cleaner over at Costco. It's true. Yes, you go out to like about 6 to 7 months of this whole thing. And you can use that to disinfect the whole house anyway.
Even cleaner, or put a little bleach in a squirt thing and bleach your mail. You know, the last time I bleached mail, I was more of a nut. It was back in 2001 when anthrax was supposedly going in the mail.
Right.
Only the thing
anthrax
was only one in maybe 100 million people were getting it. I think it was sent out to five people, mainly news agencies. But I was convinced someone was going to send me anthrax.
Oh, shit. That's crazy enough, but I'm telling you something. It is ridiculous. It's a weekend between that and that other kind of virus that was not too long ago, I remember.
What virus
but
was that?
I'm glad. I think it was the last virus. I remember it was before the corona. I was something else there. Well,
I mean, I remember swine flu was, but not as, you know, I mean, it was a flu.
Yeah.
And flu can be, you know, not to kid yourself, flu could be just as dangerous. You know, I do want to say, and I do know personally, people, you know, have passed away. There were some people at Kingsborough. But most people do recover, and I think that's important also to remember.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine
definitely.
That I see at Perry's all the time, Phil, you met my friend Dave, sits in the table in the back.
Yeah.
He had the virus on his birthday in March, so he had it about a month ago.
I remember
ago.
You told me. How's he doing?
He's doing well. He's online now and complimented my yearbook picture. Did you guys put your yearbook pictures on Facebook?
Oh, God.
I haven't.
No, I haven't got a yearbook for me.
You probably came out good in your yearbook picture from.
Not really.
Well,
mom put some high school circa pictures of you for your birthday, Mike.
All right. She does that every year.
So,
you know, crazy because
Phil, how about your yearbook?
Yearbook?
Phil, I'd love to see your yearbook picture.
I look the
well,
same.
If I
don't need
to.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. But you know, it's crazy enough. You know, Walton closed it down since 2003, and they don't have. I'm still looking for that yearbook. So if anybody comes across a yearbook from Walton High School in the Bronx, the one I graduated in 82, let us know. And maybe I'll pass along. Maybe I'll put it up on our Facebook page, and you'll see what I look like anyway.
Well, you know, there is a website. They don't have every year, but Alex looked it up, and he found my yearbook from Kingsborough and Brooklyn. There is a yearbook portal somehow, and my Lincoln yearbook is there. Not only are the pictures there, but the whole yearbook is scanned, including a picture of me in stage makeup. Our sing play was the Bermuda Triangle, and I had my face painted in like quarters of silver and black, and I only had one line in the play because I'm not an actor, and that's a long story.
What was your line?
My line was actually a parody of a soap opera. Two characters go, what about our family, what about our friends? And then they play a soap opera theme, and I go, and what about Naomi? And I'm lucky I had that line. See, they thought I could act. All of our sing workshops, I know Midwood had the thing, Mike. I know it did. They competed against us back when I was a student at Lincoln.
They did. I was in stagehands and sing, but I didn't act it. So.
Okay. Yeah, I did that for junior sing, and then senior sing, I said, you know, I think I'm going to try out for a lead. And I didn't think I was going to get it. I was shocked. See, they thought I could act. And this was the funniest thing. It came up at my reunion, too, and we were talking about it with some of the people that were in sing. A lot of the workshops.
Right. I think
we have
that
game show.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, speaking of game show, coming up on my show, coming up in a little bit later, in just a few minutes. Over
well,
on,
the way things are going,
it looks
like I'll be telling my story on your show, Ron.
All that story when we get over there, okay? But listen,
yeah,
I
looks
get
that
you guys
way.
To
we got about a minute, folks.
All right. If you get
I want
to
thank everybody. Hey, another Friday, another quarantine day.
All right.
Why don't you tell us what's next? Because we got about 52 seconds, and then we're going to be cut off. So I'm going to say goodnight, everybody. And don't forget, join Artie Party on Facebook, because if you do, we'll like you. Right, Phil?
Yes, we are.
We'll like you. Yes.
Phil, when is your show coming back on Blog Talk?
It's in discussion. I'd like to get it off the ground as soon as possible.
Okay.
So, but I need people. You know, we're going to be playing House Party. You got to get ready. You're hosting. You're up.
I'll be ready.
I'll see you in about three seconds. But by the way, get the pens and papers ready as soon as possible, so we're going to play something crazy on this, okay? Trust me.
Oh, I have to use my own material. Ooh. Do I get reimbursed? Bad enough.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk offline about it.
We'll talk.